What's up? Welcome into Attacking Third on this Sunday night. We are wrapping up NWSL Week 12 action alongside Jen Beattie and Darian Jenkins. I'm Lisa Carlin. Today's episode presented by CarMax. Shop, buy, and sell your way. Want to drive CarMax. It is a pleasure to see you, ladies. Darian, I have not seen you in so long. I feel like I miss you, friend. How are you?
I know they're keeping us apart. No. We need something to change here. But I'm happy to be with you, lovely ladies, this Sunday night. No World Cup, but NWSL full action today. The only draw of the weekend, by the way. The game we just
played. Oh, good call. Yeah, we're coming off Houston, Denver, just ended 2-2, a thrilling game, honestly. We will talk all about it because we are going to do our big recap and takeaway from everything that happened in Week 12. It did feel like there was a lot of games with the four on Friday night with the rain delay. There was just like a lot happening this weekend. We, of course, will do our team of the week. We're going to do a player interview here on the show. So thanks, everyone, for hanging with us. If you're live on YouTube, like the video, subscribe to our channel, because once you subscribe, you get access to the chat. And really, that's where all the fun happens. We are in the chat at times during the show, asking questions, saying, hey, responding to your questions. And it's a really fun community we got going on there. And if you're listening as a pod, thank you. And if you're on Golazo Network, hello. This is fun. We got a lot to talk about, Jen. You had a good weekend, though. You were a little productive. You were telling us about it. You had time to watch some football as well, right? But mostly productive.
Yeah. Basically, my life is revolving around getting all my chores done before any games kick off. And that has been hard to do, obviously, with the World Cup. But no, I got laundry. We got a trip to Home Depot. Got stuff sent off to UPS. Just ticking, tick, tick, tick. And then
this is an adult.
Then packing, have a trip tomorrow. So I packed. And then, yeah. So then everything was done by literally 3:55. And then I was absolutely buzzing because it was 4 o'clock, ready to roll.
You have the rest of your day ahead of you to watch some games.
Yeah.
That's the way to go. And it is like order of events. You got to do laundry before you can pack.
Yeah, exactly.
It's tough.
It was a proper adulting day. It was great. Loved it.
Really happy for you. Congrats, friend.
Appreciate it.
Shall we talk about it? Because Week 12 was thrilling in the NWSL. We are back with a vengeance in this league. And we have to start with some Friday night action that actually got delayed an hour. There was a 1 hour weather delay in Orlando before the Pride kicked off with Kansas City Current. It ends 3-0 to Orlando. A huge, huge win for the Pride, D. You're wearing your purple. I have to think it's for your place.
This is unintentional. I am in my purple. It is Ivy Park. This isn't for the Pride. Although I am happy of my Pride girls. I think this was such a dominant win that Orlando has been craving all season long. And especially to get two goals without Banda and put in such a shift defensively. This was the Pride that we know as the champions of the NWSL. That is the team that we've been missing. That there's literally missing posters around NWSL clubs wondering where the hell the Pride went. They showed up. I think we saw Ovalle back looking good. Abello looked good. Corey Dyke is doing great. Players stepped up. Marta's back scoring goals from distance, something out of nothing. This is a team that's threatening, and we finally got to see it. So I think, you know, when we're looking at teams that really use the break to their advantage and needed that to reset what they're going to look like, how they're going to overcome when things don't go their way. This is the Pride showing us that they're here to stay and I think be contenders once again. So I'm hyped for them.
It was convincing enough for you, Darian, that you're like, these are contenders now.
Marta's back. Banda scores her first goal ever as a substitute. Like, that was a crazy stat that I read. Her first goal as a substitute ever. Like, she comes. Yeah. give her 10 minutes. She's going to make something happen. I just thought the way that they played as a team. Front to back, we haven't seen that this season from the Pride, and especially against Kansas City, who we know what Kansas City can do against you. To do that to me was a really, really big statement that the Pride are back. The players, the team that we know is back.
Nice. I thought the some of the football they played from back to front, they played through Casey at some points. And I was kind of watching thinking, is it because Casey's press is a little bit off? Sometimes they looked really disjointed from a back to front. Strikers were going in the midfield weren't following with. And I felt like Pride were completely like playing through them completely. The one thing I think it was massive was a clean sheet, because I think they did concede a lot of chances, but KC just couldn't convert them. And I think credit to Pride, they held on to that clean sheet and did well. And ultimately, we were all saying they have to figure out a way to play without Banda, right? Yeah. And so to go two goals up, Marta's goal was absolutely phenomenal. Just so well struck, buried it in the corner. If you give Marta that amount of space, that's what she's going to do, first and foremost. You can't.
Yeah.
That was an absolute banger. So and then you see the Banda effect when she comes on, just the intimidation of her sprinting at that full force. And obviously it leads to a really unfortunate mistake. But no, I thought Pride did really well to keep clean sheet, not concede, considering Casey had a fair amount of chances.
Yeah.
And you agree?
Pretty good chances, I would say. Yeah, there was a couple of good ones. I think the Dabinia one in the opening, 15, 20 minutes.
That was a couple as well.
Yeah.
I also think Orlando showed their depth. Because the players that came in off the bench, I mean, the level started really high. Their starters were excellent. But then the players that continued to come in with Mace, Doyle, Luana, and then Banda, of course, when she comes in around the 75th, it showed that there is more to this Orlando team than just one dimensional. And it's not just, 12 players that can contribute. So I'm with you guys. I'm here for Orlando and this resurgence. They have time. There's still so much time left in the season. No one should be worried about them. But what about San Diego? Are we at all worried about them? Because they were in cruise control. Mm-hmm. And then they have this angel. They welcome Angel City in the rivalry game. And Sarah Gordon talked about it after the match with the studio show, saying we had this game circled because San Diego came to our home and it was a terrible game for us. Now Angel City goes and they shut out San Diego with a 2-0 win. Two goals in the opening 26 for Angel City from Borges and Newsgen. It looked like a different Angel City team than we saw in the first half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see that interview, so I'm glad you brought it up, because that makes total sense. The way that they came out the blocks absolutely flying. Their press, talking about KC's press being a little disjointed, Angel City, the complete opposite. Everyone was in complete sync with each other. Their press was brilliant. That's ultimately how you put those kind of teams under pressure and got their two goals as a reward. But way to grind out another result, right? Because San Diego are always going to have a threat up top and keep trying to play and keep going. But yeah, it definitely looked like that. That's why I'm glad you brought it up, because they looked like they had a something to prove almost. And they definitely did for me. They were so dominant in those opening minutes especially, and well deserved to go 2-0 up really early on.
Angel City is one of those teams where you kind of don't know what you're gonna get on the day, because they have ballers on their team. They have speed. They've got power. When they play well, they're a team that can break you down in possession. They find those pockets of space. But when they're bad, they're bad. When it's not in sync, it's very, very, very vulnerable for them. And this was a game where you just saw they had that almost swagger behind them that, hey, if the game's going to be ugly for us, it's damn sure going to be ugly for you. And I don't think San Diego was prepared for that at all. Not saying Angel City played ugly. They didn't. I think their pressure was suffocating. They were on the front foot. They regained the ball quickly. They were threatening going forward. It just looked like San Diego was almost a little shell-shocked for the first 60 minutes of this match. And then I'll say in this end of the second half, they kind of built their way back in. They looked like the San Diego we know, confident on the ball. They had time. But Angel City, when they are all in sync and they turn it on, that's a handful for teams to go against.
It was the complete opposite starts to the game for both of these teams, because Angel City's press, Jen, as you said, was suffocating. And San Diego, who usually is just la-di-da, we'll build right out of this, they looked so flat. And that usually doesn't happen for San Diego this year. They are usually the more dominant team and they're not put on their heels. But the fact that it was this 30-minute stretch where Angel City, everything was clicking. They were so in sync. They looked so fired up to silence the San Diego crowd. And then San Diego just looked like they were sleeping a little bit at the beginning of that game. Took too long to grow into it.
I feel like San Diego just didn't have enough answers towards the end of the game. Angel City can throw everything from a long throw at you early on and create chaos. And that's clearly what they kind of wanted to do, was create that little bit of chaos and capitalize on that. And credit to them, it absolutely worked. Yeah. I feel like that's one thing that San Diego were lacking, was just that variability. Like, how do we change what we're doing to get back into the game and more and get goals from it?
I will say tactically, I think Angel City did a really, really good job scouting San Diego, because San Diego likes to play in the pockets in the middle of the pitch, whether it's Dalí, Ascanio, Barcenas was playing super in the middle of the pitch, super, super inverted. So they like to play in those pockets, one touch passing. Angel City were on them like white on rice. Anytime they laid the ball off, it was a transition moment. And I think San Diego, it was probably a really big learning game for them. That's a game where they're like, oh, we have to add another dimension to how we're building through the middle of the pitch, because this just ain't working. Any other team that watched that is thinking that's the play that they're making every single time, and those are the moments where they're the weakest.
And San Diego has proven that they are very vulnerable on defensive transitions. If yeah. you can pick the ball off them and move really fast, they get stuck and they mm-hmm. can't always track back behind the ball. That's a really good shout, D. Mm-hmm. Want to send some love to Angel City's June Endo. She went down with a non-contact injury yeah. around the 34th minute and ultimately came out of this game. Of course, she missed the entirety of 2024, most of 2025 with an ACL injury. No update that I've seen as of yet. Chat, let me know if something's dropping right now on Twitter. But big love to June Endo and wishing her well. And, you know, at least, you know, not too harsh of an injury, because it didn't look good. Big love to June Endo. It was rivalry week in NWSL, and the biggest rivalry in the league is the Cascadia rivalry. And did we get, I'm calling it an upset. I really am. Seattle Reign took down Portland Thorns 2-0. And for Seattle, they have struggled so much. This was just their second win in 9 matches, their first shutout in 5 games, Darian. And they looked like a fired up team, ready to take down their rival, the Portland Thorns. And they made the Portland defense look silly.
Yeah, they were shooting their shots. Seattle, when are we ever talking about Seattle shooting, first of all? Then in the opening minutes, shout out, because Ryan Brown gets her first regular season goal. And I think it shocked Portland. It seemed like almost the air went out of their team a little bit. They fell flat. They were a little late to everything. They had their opportunities, but Seattle, you're right, was just so fiery. The goal line saves, the last ditch tackles, the clearances. You could see this felt like a true team win for Seattle that I don't think we can say we've like really seen from them this season that felt that convincing.
I'm gonna say the last 2 seasons, Darian, we have not.
Fair, completely fair. So I think this was a huge morale boost for Seattle Reign, and that they can overcome it. Portland's a great team. They silenced Sophia Wilson, who's been unstoppable up until now, scoring goals, and she was still threatening, and they still handled it. They dealt with it, which we would not say that about Seattle normally. So I think this is a huge boost for Seattle and what they're building on. But now the question is, if it's not a rivalry, if there's not so much history behind it, are we still going to see your performance like this? I think that remains to be seen from this side. I don't know if anyone else is not as convinced as I am, or is also unconvinced, but that's where I'm leaving it. I want to see more.
Yeah, I think it was Portland had some really bad defensive errors in this game. Really bad defense that we just don't see from them a lot of the times. I think, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but I'm just going to wait on Seattle. They play Gotham next week. We'll circle back on Seattle. Thank you.
We'll see what you're made of. How did you actually use the break?
Because this could have just been rivalry love going at it, or really rivalry hate to go at this one. And speaking of Gotham, Jen, go for it.
I mean, but surely you take that in. Like, I know this rivalry is absolutely massive, but if that's what brings that, you have to bring that every single game. Like, the double tackles we were seeing was absolutely epic. That it was such a sick rivalry, but
it was badass.
This is what I love about the league. Like, from, you know, beating teams with that amount of gap in between placement from the standings, but that's what a rivalry brings out of you. Like, bring those double tackles next week. It was epic.
So Laura Harvey, she's going to be fabricating a rivalry with Gotham for next week's game.
If it works, it works.
Hey, whatever you got to do, because Gotham's on a bit of a heater right now. They take down Utah Royals this weekend, 3-1, which is now two losses in a row for Utah, but a big win for Gotham. Finally, our chat, I asked them at the top of the show, hey, what was your favorite match of the weekend? And everyone said Gotham, because finally, they scored multiple goals, Jen. But we haven't seen this from Gotham. It's like, okay, waiting for Sam Kerr. Our goal prayers will be answered. Three goals for the Bats.
I know. I mean, that's what you have when you have a player like Esther Gonzalez, though. He's just so clinical in the right moments. But again, going a goal down, bizarre, though. If I feel like that kickstarted the rest of their play. But one player I thought looked really lively was Lavelle. I thought when she's on the ball, drawing other players, dribbling at the back line, it just creates spaces for other players, and I think she is just so key when you have a player like fully fit, on form. Jaden Shaw, again, we're talking about striking from outside the box and putting pressure on the goalkeeper, so good. So no, it felt like they were really in a flow today, which was much needed this weekend, and they needed that. They definitely needed that, especially going into next week as well.
For Gotham, they also could have had two or three more goals. I think it was Esther hit the post, Jaden Shaw hit the crossbar at a time. Like, it was, a pretty dominant performance. Yeah, Rose Lavelle, she makes everything click for them. But this team now, Darian, Utah, was top of the table come the end of May. They were contenders for first place heading into the break. They looked like they were on such a heater. Now it's back-to-back losses for the Royals. What's going on?
Poor defending. Such poor defending is what's going on. I think that's something we praised Utah about so much the first half of the season, is defensively they were sound. They were in it together. We're talking about Dofava every single week. This was a team that was just so solid. And I think that's sort of the foundation of Utah, right? Defensively, they're going to smother you. They're going to be in lockstep together. They're going to cheer each other on. This game, we didn't see that. I feel like we lost the base of what Utah Royals is about. And then everything else just fell in a way that didn't line up for them against Gotham. Gotham's a team you can't do that against. I think marking on set pieces was bad. The back line on transition moments was really bad. It just created a lot of space that players like Gotham, they're going to get more and more confident. They're coming into this game confident. You're giving them more confidence by poor defensive setup and kind of letting go of the fundamentals. So to me, I'm not worried about Utah. It was just a game that I think was a bit of a reality check, that go back to the basics of what makes your team so, so solid. Mm-hmm. And then everything else is going to come together. I just think they forgot it a little bit in that game.
Yeah, I could see that. And I mean, it's also against a Gotham attack that has just like wave after wave of talented players that Utah really hasn't been tested with, right? This run that they went on to end May in the first third or fourth of the season was everything just continued to work for them, where I also think other teams were still trying to figure out what wasn't working for them. They got tightened up defensively, that Utah team. Okay, around the grounds, ladies, because there's some other games. Boston picked up a 2-0 win over Chicago. Their first shutout.
Result.
I'm not trying to sound, condescending. Congrats, Boston.
Hey, big shout out to Boston. Come on, give them another round of applause, because they're still knocking off firsts. They're still knocking off firsts.
They're knocking off firsts. And that was a first shot.
Yeah, that was a huge one.
That was a big one.
Amanda Gutierrez, Nichelle Prince, they get two goals. And, like, that's a big win for them, plus the shutout. Like, I'm excited about that one. Bay FC, they came back with a win and a shutout over Racing Louisville. Two goals for Bay, because Kennedy Fuller, right, new to Bay FC, she notched her first goal with the club, and also Carly Lima. So I think a shutout's pretty good for Bay in that run as well. Like, pretty happy for them. And then we got to talk just a smidge on North Carolina Washington Spear, because Trinity Rodman, that's another freaking goal. After having a very quiet game for a lot of this, she's just able to turn it on. Talk about someone, like we talked about it with Marta, just being able to do something out of nothing. That's Trinity Rodman for Washington Spirit. And Lacey Santos, her goal, like, this was a very complete performance against a very good North Carolina team.
Lisa, wait, hold on. You were on the grounds. You crushed it sideline. How dope was Lacey Santos' goal, though?
Oh, my gosh.
Goal of the year so far.
Yeah.
It was insane. It was insane. Because I was on the ground, I couldn't watch the replays in real time like everyone at home. So I actually, after the game immediately, was like, I need to see all these highlights. And North Carolina cheered for that because they were like, holy cow, that Lacey Santos goal was insane. The ball into her was insane. And her ability to just say like, yeah, I'm going to take this out of the air and then rip it was beautiful. And can we, this is honorary love to Ashley Sanchez. She had a set piece shot and goal ultimately in this game that we have never seen Ashley Sanchez score from a set piece like that. It got called back due to a very minor rule in this league about, you know, an attacking player being close to the wall, and it got called back. I actually asked Trinity Rodman about it after, and she was like, yeah, I wanted Ashley to get that goal because it's so cool for her to score that. Obviously, I wanted Washington to win still, but, you know, I wanted Sanchez to be able to find that goal. And it, I mean, Sanchez is on a roll right now. It's been very fun to watch Ashley play right now in the league. Should we take a break? Round the grounds. That's it. We wrap it up. The league is, you know, they're cruising through it. So San Diego's still at the top and so on and so forth, leading to Racing Louisville at the bottom. We'll take a quick break, guys. And we have a very special interview player joining us live. So stick with us here on Attacking Third. Welcome back to Attacking Third. It is so good to have you here with us. We are going live Sunday night following this week's matches. We are presented by CarMax. Shop, buy, and sell your way. Want to drive? CarMax. Well, we are pleased to welcome in a very special guest, fresh off a match, a 2-2 draw between Houston and Denver, the rookie, Kat Rader, to Attacking Third. Hey, Kat.
Hi.
Hey, three.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we are so excited to have you. I'm Lisa. This is Jen. Darian's down there. I think it's your first time on Attacking Third. Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
Welcome.
What a game, a thrilling game between you guys and Denver. It felt like every time there was something happening, a response came immediately. What was the message post-game from Fabrice Cottrell and the Houston Dash team?
Yeah, I think you said it perfectly. Pretty back and forth game. I think we put in a really good performance that, you know, we're proud of, and we're happy to come away with a point. Obviously, we want to get 3 points in games that we perform well, like we felt like we did today here. But just to get a point is obviously really good, and we're hoping to continue that momentum into these next few games for sure.
Can I just ask quickly how you guys responded after conceding and then so quickly after halftime as well? What do you think that says about the mentality of your team?
Yeah, I think our team has an excellent mentality. We talk so much about like working together, working for the person to your right and left, and kind of just like suffering and like gritting out those hard moments. And I think obviously like we never want to go down, especially the way we did it towards the end of the half. So I think like at halftime, our message was like, we're so in this game. We had so many great chances in the first half, and we just needed to come out on the front foot, and we did that. So happy for Linda to get her first goal. Yeah, just super happy with our response and like how we stayed together throughout the whole game, really.
Kat, you're leading the team. You've got 5 goals. You're not only leading Houston, you're also leading the rookies in the NWSL. 5 goals. You get your 5th tonight. Can you just walk us through that goal and just, I mean, kind of how proud maybe you are of yourself that you're racking up so many goals in your rookie season?
Yeah, I think I would have been kicking myself if I didn't score that one. I was kind of just right place, right time. And but sometimes those are the ones that you miss. So really happy to just like stay focused in that moment, kind of like take a deep breath and put it in for sure. But I feel like I'm just so blessed to be a part of a team that has believed in me as a rookie and given me such great opportunity to like step onto the field and get high minutes and then like thus through those minutes contribute with goals and everything like that. So just trying to take it one day at a time. Like rookie year, so many ups and downs. Last game was not great for me, so I tried to come out, have a rebound performance, and just like, yeah, one day at a time, and just trying to help my team however I can.
yeah, it's not about what happened last game. It's about what happened tonight. And you've been great, Kat. How has your rookie year been? I mean, the adjustments to the pro league, playing with Houston. I mean, from the outsider's perspective, you look like you're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, so much fun. I mean, this is like a dream come true. And I try to tell myself, like, every time I step on the field, like, just take it in. Like, you're going to have bad touches. You're going to lose the ball. Like, your team's going to lose. Your team's going to draw. Your team's going to win. So, like, I think for me, like, I know that I play my best when I'm just, like, having fun and, like, playing free and, you know, taking people on and taking chances on goal. And I think I know that I play my best when I do that. So, like you said, I just try to remind myself, like, don't put too much pressure on me and just, like, go out there and have fun.
Oh, I miss that. I miss that, having fun so much. You mentioned one day at a time and kind of, I guess, understanding what it's like to be a pro, but how are you managing that? Because I kind of think it's find your own formula. What's your formula when it looks like taking one day at a time in between these games?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is like watching film and like trying to get better. And I think that's been a huge transition from college, is like, I'm not taking four classes now that I have like so much extra time to really like invest in myself as a player. And I'm like fortunate enough to be on a team where I feel like the staff is really trying to do that too. And like really trying to like develop me and like look at, okay, this is an area of a game I need to get better at. And like each day, like trying to work on that and trying to be intentional. Cause I think one thing I've learned too is like, we play so many games and these games are like grueling on your body. So how can we like fine tune in like an efficient way? And a lot of that is through film, but then like extra touches at the end of sessions and stuff like that has been super big for me.
Kat, I want to ask you, Jen, I was going to ask you something else, but Jen's question made me think, you know, when you're a pro, it's so easy to get caught up in, you know, film and kind of the stuff that's not really taking your mind off of the game and helps you relax and just brings the fun back into you as a person off of the field. So what do you do, you know, when you have time between games, you're not in a 3-game week, when you do actually have some time to kind of reset to then get back into the week of training before a game?
Non-soccer or
not, whichever.
I loved watching the World Cup. I feel like I watched more soccer. I mean, everyone's answer would probably be that, but I feel like I've watched more soccer like since becoming a pro than I ever have, which has been just like fun. And like I watch players like Messi and Jude Bellingham and Haaland, and I'm just like, they just have so much fun out there and they're so good and they make it look so effortless and so easy. So I think that's been like kind of revived a part of me, like a love for the game. That's always been there. And just like getting to watch so much soccer has been like incredible. And I got to go to a game in person and that was awesome.
Yeah. We're all living our best lives right now with this World Cup. Yeah. Okay, what game did you get to go to?
I went to Netherlands, Sweden, which was like 5-1, lots of goals, and it was awesome.
Nailed it.
Wow. That's a great game. Yeah, that's a great game. What team have you really enjoyed watching this World Cup?
I would say, I mean, I'm a big Messi fan, so I love watching Argentina, and I love just like watching how they are so like Team Messi. It's like, it's incredible, like the way they like lift him up, and like he is so humble, and just like I love the way they like play for him, and it's just awesome. But honestly, like Lamine Yamal in Spain have been incredible too, and then like Haaland unfortunately exited, but he was really fun to watch. And yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. I did get to go to Brazil and Norway, so I got to see Haaland score a brace. I'm like, the man's a machine. He's truly a machine.
He's crazy.
Yeah, he's awesome. But I think watching the World Cup, it's fun. Like, there's so many takeaways, and obviously we're in the knockout rounds, but you guys aren't. I think this tie against Denver, although it ended in a draw 2-2, I still think there's so much to take away from that, especially going to Denver and playing. So what are some of the biggest takeaways you're taking from this game that you're thinking for the next, and Denver for the rest of the season, is, you know, how you want to be and how you want to play?
Yeah, what's crazy is eventually I'm going to stop saying this but the season is not even halfway done yet. And I have to keep like reminding myself of that because we play so many games. But yeah, I think like this was a big game for us. And I mean, even last game against Spirit, like we had a great performance and led in like a late game loser, I guess it would be, conceded late to lose. But I think, like, huge momentum from this game, like, getting a point, even though it's a point. Like I said, we want 3 points, but I think we did so much right defensively and on the ball. And we definitely need to carry that momentum going forward because, like I said, like, we have so much of the season left, truly.
Yeah. If you think about your collegiate career, Kat, your season would be done. It would have been done in May, really. Yeah. Like, that's how short it is. So how are you taking care of yourself knowing that we're not even halfway done yet?
Yeah, just definitely a lot of, like, recovery and just, like, once our day is done at the facility, making sure I'm not, like, doing anything crazy, like, just recovering. And I love my sleep, so making sure I, like, getting, like, 9 hours a night and taking naps when I can and just, like, yeah, just trying to treat my body well, because, like you said, I mean, that's what you have to do in order to perform.
Okay, who's going to be in the final? Argentina, England, France, Spain. Who's in the final and who's winning it? And that's
definitely Argentina for sure. And I think France, unfortunately, yeah. I'm not a big France fan, but I think they're going to beat Spain, but yeah, maybe France, Argentina, and then Argentina is going to win.
Oh, she's a Messi fan, everyone. She's a Messi fan.
Yeah.
I love it.
We'll let you have that one, Kat. We appreciate it. Hey, thanks for hanging with us. Congrats on the game tonight. Congrats on the goal and congrats on the rookie season. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Well done.
Bye.
What a pleasure.
Lovely gal.
Young rookies. I love when we get to know them a little bit. Like, she's a soccer head.
People like that make me miss playing football.
Right.
Like, you see the enjoyment, you see the fun, you see the passion. I'm like, that makes me miss playing it. Like, she's awesome. Great.
It also made me laugh because I remember rookie season, going from college where it's so short to then you go and it's like, we're just a quarter done throughout the season. And I feel like this, it's just such a, like, you learn to, like, figure your body out through it. But rookie season, it's funny, whenever we talk to rookies, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome.
She's getting 9 hours of sleep a night. I think she's gonna be okay. I'm like, dang, Kat, I need 9 hours of sleep. Yeah.
I did a study, and like, when you're training like this, you're supposed to have like 10. I think it's pretty sure it's 10.
Wow, that's
I got that in my day.
Yeah, that's a long time. I mean, that's great. She was awesome. That was really fun, guys. If you liked having Kat here, let us know in the chat. We are going to take a quick break because we've got our A3 Team of the Week coming up after this break. Stick here. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the next presented by CarMax. Shop by and sell your way.
Oh.
Drive CarMax. Darian was supposed to welcome us back in her Scottish accent and she bailed.
I've got school.
Oh.
Apparently that's all
she wanted to do, but it didn't make sense to open the show. We have a sponsor. We kind of, you know what I mean? I didn't want to screw things up. So I was waiting for a time to say it, but I did it.
I've got school.
How was it, Jen?
I am going to say, I don't actually think that is Scottish because I know the meme. I know the meme you're doing. And I can't, I've got school. It's not Scottish.
All right. Well, I'm working on a Scottish accent, everybody.
Jen, give her something else to say.
It's coming. It'll be here next
week. All right, say this. Ochai the nu.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
En plus, s'il te plaît.
Oh, tu veux parler en français?
Un petit peu.
Ah, d'accord.
Oui.
Oh.
Say ochai de nu.
Ochai de nu.
That was good. For everyone in the chat, 10 out of 10.
My hidden talent. I am good at accents and impersonations.
Same.
Jen, good.
I swear. I'm really good at accents.
Me too.
Okay. So this is amazing.
The whole segment.
We have unlocked new hidden talent here.
Lisa, what's your hidden talent and are you good at accents?
I'm pretty good at accents.
Ah, there we go.
In accents, I will say the Scottish one is a little tricky for me. I'm better at like a British accent, I would say. I try.
Do you mean English?
Yeah, sorry. Because
I'm brave.
Okay, guys, let's talk about
Yeah, let's do team of the week.
Banter at the top of this random Thursday.
Yeah.
We'll check back in with your Scottish accent.
I love it.
How about that? Next Sunday when we do recaps. You good?
Well, World Cup is next Sunday, so TBD, you know.
Got it. Busy. She's booked and busy.
I'm out there to get tickets.
Okay, let's dive into this. We've waited long enough. Our A3 Best 11 Team of the Week for Match Week 12. We're running through it. I've got the front line, so I'll take it away to start with this one. We gave a little bit of love in our Around the Grounds to Boston, but I am putting Nichelle Prince in my Best 11 because you score a goal like that in your 100th NWSL start, plus your team gets a shutout win, you're making Team of the Week. Congratulations, Nichelle Prince. Huge performance for you. You've put this Boston team on your back this year, and it hasn't been easy, but you're doing it. Congrats. Team of the Week. I have to go with Esther Gonzalez out of Gotham. You score a brace. You help Gotham to 3 goals in a game, come from behind, win in a dominant fashion. Yes, Esther. She also could have had a third. So she's obviously on the Team of the Week because her shot that just ricocheted off the post and went wide was insanity if that would have gone in. And then she still gets a brace, though. Congrats to Esther. And then I was looking at some Orlando Pride players because they had a great game this weekend. And Barbara Banda, she's staying at the top of the Golden Boot and she comes off the bench and she scores a goal. But Marta, you are on the Team of the Week because you score your 50th goal, Pride record. And the goal itself was just so beautiful. It just, she waltzed her way right onto this Team of the Week for attacking third.
I love those. No complaints here.
No. Wow. It's true. If you didn't have Martha in the forward, I was going to have her in my midfield. So
you're going to steal her from me. All right, Jen, we'll take away the midfield group for us.
I'm starting with Seattle's Meza because her double tackle and the perfect cross. I think that whole phase of play for the second goal was just what a rivalry is all about. Slide tackles, the second one, putting the perfect cross, just loved the whole of it. So she's straight in there. And then I can't wait for the chat to pop off at how much they hate this. But you can't hate this one. Santos with her goal. Come on. I feel like every time I have the midfield, I have her in there because I just think she's incredible. But, I mean, we could all talk about that goal all day. The control, take it out of the air, the strike, the little enough to go past the goalkeeper. I just thought it was one of the best goals of the season so far, and deservedly so. My last one is Nis for Angel City. I think just their pressure at the start of the start of the game. I always think the front line can press how they want, but it's how a midfield can kind of connect and follow through and to kind of put yourself on the line as well with that kind of goal. Obviously, got a little bit hurt out of it, but 4 consecutive goals on the bounce for her. So credit to her. I think that's awesome. And the whole team performance was brilliant. So that is my midfield 3.
I love that. I think Noyce has been so good for Angel City, like really, really gritty, but then shows up technically and hey, life and limb to get a goal. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No notes on that midfield. All right, Darian, let's see how many notes we have on this one.
I know there's going to be notes on mine. Defenders, the goalkeeper. All right. Defenders. I thought Angel City was so good against San Diego. And a player that's very underrated for Angel City this entire season has been Evelyn Schwartz. She racks up an assist. I think she's a huge, huge asset to why they got their first shutout since match week one, everybody. Angel City's first shutout since match week one against their rivals in San Diego. So I thought she had an excellent game. Then captain my captain, Tierna Davidson with Gotham. I mean, a volley with her right off of a corner. She gets a goal. She makes these last-ditch tackles. She gets Gotham's 100th regular season win. I just think that she's consistently so strong, so good. When she's on the pitch, Gotham just looks like such much more of a calmer team.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Hannah Anderson with Orlando Pride. Now, Orlando have had 7 different defensive line combos this season. Mm-hmm. 7 different ones. She comes in, gets a goal, makes some goal line saves. She shows up big, gets herself a goal. Hannah Anderson deserves to be on the list. Ryan Brown with Seattle, getting her first regular season goal in a Cascadia rivalry. The game-winning goal to me was just huge. I was so excited for her. It was a great ball over the top, electric finish. Thought it was massive. Goalkeeper, one of my besties, Anna Morehouse. She had 9 saves, a shutout, keeps Orlando up, keeps them safe in the title race. I think that she's just been so good, and I love seeing her confident, especially after the break, coming in, making so many saves. And to me, she deserves to be our goalkeeper in Team of the Week.
Yeah.
All right, let me hear the complaints.
I was going to give a shout to Ann Katrin Berger because I think she had a great game.
Same.
For Gotham. However, they do concede one.
Yeah.
And the Orlando shutout is huge. It is huge. And she, Morehouse was tested. So I'm going to give that to you. I just wanted to throw it out there that I initially was thinking AKB.
I like that. I like the honorable mention.
But shutout always wins, doesn't it, really?
It has to.
Yeah.
It has to.
She had like a triple save at one point, though, AKB, you know?
And the goal she did. Conceded Ann Katrin Berger was... the whole back line thought it was like offside. It was like kind of funky. It was like, that's not great.
Yeah.
Like, meh.
Right.
Off Team of the Week. Great job, Darian. Well done. Well done. Well the done. Chat was thinking you were going to go with the 3 back. You were like, no.
Yeah. I wanted to. We get to standout performances.
Darian, Coach of the Week, you have a nominee for us?
Yes. Seattle Reign's very own, the most winningest coach in the NWSL, Laura Harvey. I think she deserves this. Yeah, absolute masterclass in the rivalry. She wins it again. I think Seattle needed this. They put together a full 90-minute performance, and I just think Laura Harvey is one of the best coaches the league has seen. So, coach of the week.
Yeah, no. That one.
We're all in agreement of that one, though.
I have a vote for honorary captain for us. Kansas City Current's Vanessa DiBernardo. She came in last like 10 minutes plus stoppage time for Kansas City, but she gave birth to her daughter in January, ladies. That was 5 months ago, and she is back on the pitch for Kansas City, and she is such a key piece for them. I am so impressed with Vanessa DiBernardo. I'm impressed with all these moms returning from maternity leave and then hitting the pitch, but that's crazy. January to July, and you're back? Well done, Vanessa.
And she looks like she hasn't missed a beat. This is a player that playing against her, I've always thought she is so calm, cool, collected on the ball, no matter the pressure, no matter the circumstance. And to see her after 5 months being away from the game, and to hear last week, I got to speak with Chris Armas before calling their game, and he talked about just having her in training, how he cannot wait to see her on the pitch because she elevates the standard of training that much and how much of a leader she is. So see her come on the pitch, take the captain's armband as well. I love that, Lisa.
Yeah, huge one for Vanessa DiBernardo. That does it. Our team of the week, not too many pushbacks, and our NWSL Week 12 wrap-up. Final thoughts, Jen, Darian, anything from you guys?
Just to work on some accents for next week. That's about it, yeah.
What's a phrase that we can say in Scottish? Because apparently I can't school isn't good. Something like soccer. Come on.
Something like soccer. Wait, what?
I've already had haggis and done it on air, so
let me can I think about it?
Yeah, sure.
I think
sure,
of a good sure. phrase.
Yeah, that's fine. I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, Jen. That's okay.
No, listen, we've put Darian on the spot with an actual accent, so we're all good.
We're all good. This was such a fun show, guys. Thank you for hanging with us. If you listen as a pod, watching on Golazo Network and hanging with us live here on YouTube, thank you. This A3 was presented by CarMax. Shop, buy, and sell your way. Want to drive CarMax. We will be back on Thursday, 11 a.m. live right here on YouTube, talking transfer window, and we'll preview the NWSL week ahead. Thanks everyone for hanging with us on your Sunday night. For Phil, Audrey, Jen, and Darian, I'm Lisa. This was Attacking Third. We'll be right back.
Podcasts.